Sometimes people come to me and say, I want to start a company. And I say, why? They say, oh, I want to make lots of money. I say, forget it. That's not a good enough reason. You will not, most likely you will not succeed. Most people that have started companies because they want to make lots of money, I haven't seen very many of those succeed. The ones that succeed are people that come, sometimes they don't even want to start a company. They just have an idea that they want to get out, express out into the world. And oftentimes they have to start a company because nobody else will listen to them. The most important thing, though, I think, is that if you're going to start something new, you have to feel passionate about it, because it's really hard. It's so hard to start a company. You have to work so hard that if you're not passionate about it, you'll give up. Mm-hmm. And most of the difference between people that succeed and people that don't is the people that don't give up. They give up sooner than the people that succeed. And you have to be passionate about it because it's so difficult.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't, oftentimes it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. And if you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it. You got to have passion.
I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. It is so hard. You pour so much of your life into this thing. There are such rough moments in time that most people give up. I don't blame them. I mean, it's really tough, and it consumes your life. I mean, if you've got a family and you're in the early days of a company, I can't imagine how one could do it. I'm sure it's been done, but it's rough. I mean, because it's an 18-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week for a while. So unless you have a lot of passion about this, you're going to not survive. You're going to give it up. So you got to have an idea or a problem or a wrong that you want to right that you're passionate about. Otherwise, you're not going to have the perseverance to stick it through.
We went through that stage in Apple where we went out and we thought, oh, we're going to be a big company. Let's hire professional management. We went out and hired a bunch of professional management. It didn't work at all. Most of them were bozos. They knew how to manage, but they didn't know how to do anything. And so if you're a great person, why do you want to work for somebody you can't learn anything from? And you know what's interesting? You know who the best managers are? They're the great individual contributors who never, ever want to be a manager, but decide they have to be a manager because no one else is going to be able to do as good a job as them. The greatest people are self-managing. They don't need to be managed. Once they know what to do, they'll go figure out how to do it. They don't need to be managed at all. What they need is a common vision, and that's what leadership is. What leadership is having a vision, being able to articulate that so the people around you can understand it, and getting a consensus on a common vision. We wanted people that were insanely great at what they did, but were not necessarily those seasoned professionals, but who had at the tips of their fingers and in their passion the latest understanding of where technology was and what we could do with that technology, and who wanted to bring that to lots of people. So the neatest thing that happens is when you get a core group of 10 great people, it becomes self-policing as to who they let into that group. So I consider the most important job of someone like myself is recruiting.
My model of business is the Beatles. You know, they were four very talented guys who kept each other's kind of negative tendencies in check. They balanced each other, and the sum was greater than the total was greater than the sum of the parts. And that's how I see business. You know, great things in business are never done by one person. They're done by a team of people, and we've got that here at Pixar, and we've got that at Apple as well. And so that's what lets me do this. Well, you know, with the Beatles, when they were together, they did truly brilliant, innovative work. And when they split up, they did good work, but it was never the same. And I see business that way too. It's really always a team.
You have to have an extraordinary team because you're trying to climb a mountain with a whole party of people. A lot of stuff to bring up the mountain. So one person can't do it.
Everybody working in a company wants to do something great. Mm-hmm. They want to be excited about what they're working on. Mm-hmm. And they want to be recognized for it if they do a really great job. So we just try to allow people to do the best work of their lives. You know, we try to hire really smart people, but we have a very simple organization, mm-hmm. and we try to focus and do very few things well. And focusing's hard because focusing doesn't mean saying yes, it means saying no. So we decide not to do a lot of things so we can focus on a few handfuls of things and do them well.
That's an incredible feeling. To know that you had something to do with it, A, and B, to know it can be done. To know that you can plant something in the world and it'll grow and change the world ever so slightly. There needs to be someone who is sort of the keeper and reiterator of the vision, because there's just a ton of work to do. And a lot of times, you know, when you have to walk 1,000 miles and you take the first step, it looks like a long ways. And it really helps if there's someone there saying, well, we're one step closer. You know, the goal definitely exists. It's not just a mirage out there. So in 1,001 little and sometimes larger ways, the vision needs to be reiterated. I do that a lot.
One of the things I've always found is that you've got to start with the customer experience and work backwards to the technology. You can't start with the technology and try to figure out where you're going to try to sell it. And as we have tried to come up with a strategy and a vision for Apple, it started with what incredible benefits can we give to the customer? Where can we take the customer? Not starting with, let's sit down with the engineers and figure out what awesome technology we have and then how are we going to market that. And I think that's the right path to take. I remember with the LaserWriter, we built the world's first small laser printers, you know, and there was awesome technology in that box. We had the first Canon laser printing, cheap laser printing engine in the world, in the United States here at Apple. We had a very wonderful printer controller that we designed. We had Adobe's PostScript software in there. We had AppleTalk in there. Just awesome technology in the box. And I remember seeing the first printout come out of it and just picking it up and looking at it and thinking, you know, we can sell this. Because you don't have to know anything about what's in that box. All we have to do is hold this up and go, do you want this? And if you can remember back to 1984 before laser printers, it was pretty startling to see that. People went, whoa, yes.